relationships, which she attributed to what she called the family curse. In her opinion, their father had condemned them to a fatal attraction to the wrong men. It was a part of her that she hadn't been able to change so far, and now no longer tried. The phone rang on her desk, between clients, and she was in a rush to see the people waiting for her. She thought of letting it go to voicemail, but didn't want to miss a call from a client in distress, or any of the housing agencies she had contacted that morning by phone and email, so sounding stressed, she picked it up. "Timmy Parker," she said tersely, in an official voice. "Hi, Timmy, Arnold," the caller announced himself, and a chill ran down her spine. The voice at the other end was instantly familiar. It was Arnold Sands, her father's attorney and closest friend. Her father had been very ill for the past year, after a stroke left him incapacitated and in a nursing home. "I'm sorry to call you at work," Arnold said, sounding serious, and Timmy sensed instantly what was coming.
"Dad?"
"He slipped away quietly last night." They all knew it had been inevitable, and it had taken longer than they thought. Juliet had gone to see him several times a week. Joy hadn't visited him in 2 months. She lived in L.A. and was busy and seemed to have the hardest time facing him in that condition. Timmy had gone to see him every few weeks, although she hated doing it.